Okay, so let's start from Nunum and Beis, the sugya that starts by the last two lines. They had a minig that used to take challah from rice.
Right.
Also, for Amalei Rav Yosef, some people came. I don't know who it was, but some people complained to Rav Yosef, "What's going on over here? They're not doing this. Is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah of challah is only from Dagon, and they're taking it from rice." So what did Rav Yosef answer? Okay, let's fix this up right away. And he said, get a zor who's not a kohen and let him eat this challah that they, you know, that they're so quote unquote challah. And this way, this will send the message to them that this is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to take it from rice. Eisvei Abaye, Abaye asked the Shiloh. Now we know Abaye was really a Talmud of Rav Yosef.
Abaye asked the Kasha
on Rav Yosef. How could he say that? How could he say to be matir this thing that they were noig right in front of them? Because Dvorim Amutorim V'Achirim Nogubon Isser. When there's something that's mutter, that people are noig to do an Isser with it, yeah, Torah Shiloh Atir Mefneim. The halacha is that you're not allowed to correct them. You're not allowed to be matir that Isser, even if it's wrong, even if it was done wrong. But you're not allowed to correct them in front of their faces.
So if somebody's mutter and somebody is behaving as if it's a sasu, you're not allowed to
correct them.
To in their
to tell them, yeah, tell them, oh, it was a mistake. You're doing is a mistake.
Actually, you're not allowed to matter.
Yeah, that's in front of them.
No.
In front of them.
So basically, right? by telling them to get a zor and having a zor going. Them,
that's exactly what he's doing.
As if he matches it.
Yeah, sure. He's telling
them. The two things are not necessarily equal. No. But I'm saying.
He's saying that this is not challah.
That's the action.
He's saying this is not challah. By telling a zor to eat it, he's telling you that's not challah. So he's telling these people who think it's challah, he's telling them it's not challah.
I'm saying the issue is.
Well, it's a
mitzvah.
Right.
You're not allowed to matter.
So you want to say it's not literal. You want to say it's not. Well, in a way it is. Because challah is also to Azor.
On a halamina level it is.
Challah is also to Azor, right?
I understand that. On a halamina level it is.
Okay.
I'm just saying the halacha is iyata
yeshoyachatiron. Yeah.
Right? You're not allowed to matter.
Yeah.
So he says, how do you matter it? Halacha is iyata yeshoyachatiron.
Right. That's the question. Exactly.
Right. So maybe he's going to answer that really by telling the zor to eat it. I'm not really mattering anything. I'm just making that up.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. We're going to see. I think that's not the approach, but that it's going to take. But we'll see. We'll see what his answer is.
Okay.
Now, what is his answer, Taco? Amaloi, so Rav Yosef answered him. The lav mi'itma alo, omar avchisto bekusoi. It wasn't it said after, you're only bringing half the story. Wasn't it also said after that avchisto commented, this is only true by kusim.
Right.
The kusim were people that we weren't sure if they were eaten or not.
Right.
So only by those people was this said. Why? Now you're thinking yourself, why?
The halacha is iyata yishol lechatiron.
It's only
when it's kutim that nochev the isur something on this mutter.
Right. Okay. And therefore, implicit in what he's saying is that the bnei chayzoi are not kusoi. They're not kusoi. So I am allowed to be matir of fame. So I am allowed to say nechla zor ba'pai. But now, Abaye speaks even without the Gemara saying that he's speaking. And Abaye says, Kusoi, my time, what's the reason why it was said by Kusoi? Mishum de Mesachim Ilsa. Because
they don't want Kusoi to Mesachim Ilsa.
Mesachim Ilsa, they're going to
be lenient
with other things or with this matter, right? But Hanuch Inchi, Nami Sarchim Ilsa, Abaye asks him back. Exactly. By these Bnei Chayzoi are just like Kusoyim in this regard. What are they? They're both non-learned people. They're unlearned. And since they're unlearned, they're both going to do the same thing when you're matter in front of them. If they had a minig to ask for something and you are matter it for them, they're both going to have the problem of Masarchi Milsa. Rashi explains.
Okay.
Rashi says, the Sarchi Milsa, Shalkula, Umazalzlan Yoyser.
Kushit.
It's Shalkula. Umazalzal Yoyser, they're going to take the kula that you're giving them, and they're going to extend it further. They'll be mezalzal Yoyser.
That's what the milsa means.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hanach in Shinami, Kim Dalagamiri, Gamri. These people also, the people of Chayzoi, since they're not learned, they're going to do the same thing the Kusai are going to do.
So that's what you're saying. So you're saying that normally it would be true, but in this case, people of Chayzoi is similar. Okay.
And let's see, Rashi, Sarchi Milsa, Kushihi. Rashi says, this is a question on Rav Yosef. The question of Yosef, the also limnui mechalo af midagon, because they're going to come to refrain from taking chalo even on grains, even on dagon. In other words, the mitzvah is really with dagon. they believe that rice is the same as dagon. That's why they're taking challah from rice. And what's going to happen is if you tell them rice is not a problem, they rice doesn't need challah.
Rice is one of the
greens.
Or they believe that there is a there more.
I'm not sure. Good question. Well, your question is even better because the Gemara earlier talked about using rice for matzah. And there is a shita, I think it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri or Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiko, who said it's in the second parak, who said that you're allowed to use rice. So you see, it is considered a regular grain. Okay.
So
either way, but the fact is, the mitzvah challah, at least in halacha, is not on rice. So if you tell them, hey, rice, you don't need to take from rice. What's going to happen is they'll say there's no mitzvah challah at all. Oh, look, the rabbi just came to town and he said there's no mitzvah challah. So therefore, on dagon, which is a mitzvah challah, they won't do it, and then they're going to eat dagon without taking challah. That's a problem.
Yeah.
So we're left right now with a question on. There's a question on Rav Yosef. How was Rav Yosef matir the challah of Oyres for the people of Bnei Chayzoi when Lamaisa, you're not allowed to do that to people that are unlearned. You're not allowed to go and tell them that this is mutter, even if it's a mistake.
Right.
So the Gemara answers, Elamar Vashi, let me explain to you what's going on over here. Let me explain to you where Rav Yosef was coming from, where Abaye was coming from.
Zinon.
We have to look further into the story. E Ruban Oyres, if most of the people in Chayzoi or eating rice, Oyres Achli.
So basically, the previous teretz is out.
Yeah, the previous teretz that Rav Yosef suggested for himself, that Kustoi, we're not saying that anymore.
Right. Okay.
We're saying all unlearned people, there's sometimes yes, they use Nechles or Bapayo, and sometimes no.
Right.
How is that? Chazinon Iruban Oyres Achli, if most of the people are eating rice, so Loy Nechles or Bapayo, then you should not employ what Rav Yosef said to do. You should not get a zor to eat it. Duma mishtacha teres chala minayu. Because maybe the mitzvah of chala will be forgotten entirely. Remember, these people mostly eat rice. They don't eat mostly dagon. And therefore, if they're taking chala from rice, that's pretty much the only mitzvah of the only time that they see the mitzvah of challah in place.
They mostly eat rice.
Since they mostly eat rice,
there's no challah anymore.
No mitzvah of challah. And that's interesting, by the way, because I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman asks, how do we do this? They're going to end up making a bracha of atalah. Because they're going to make the bracha on challah, and this is not a mitzvah of challah, this is rice. So he says they should do the Rav Yosef. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. So what does Rav Shlomo Zalman answer? Rav Shlomo Zalman says we have a halacha by women who are mesupik if they need to go to the mikvah or not, and we say go to the mikvah. Do we say don't do it with a bracha? No, we say do it with a bracha. It could be a bracha l'atala. Suffik, usually say suffik the brachas l'hakel. Don't make a bracha on the mikvah. We don't know that you need to make a mikvah. You go to the mikvah today. Zatim Shlomo Zalman. If you would tell them to go to the mikvah without a bracha, it wouldn't be chashav in their eyes. So therefore, it's better that on the tzad that they need to go to the mikvah, which is the iser deraisa of nidah, right? That they should go to the mikvah and make a bracha on atala, rather than leave it alone. So therefore, the same goes for here. Chalo, it's better that the mitzvah of chalo. Deraisa, mitzvah of chalo. So better that in order that, that's what the Gemara says. Duma mishtachal teres chalam and I, we're afraid of that. Therefore, say the bracha. Bracha on atala. Okay, it's a suffix.
Which is horrible.
The Iruban Dagon, and if the other tzad, most of the people are eating Dagon, Iruban Dagon Ochli, most of the people eat Dagon, Nechlozor Bapayu. Because they're eating Dagon, they know the mitzvah chal. So now, go ahead and get a zor, what Rav Yosef said to do. Get a zor to eat in front of them, to give them the message that this is not where the mitzvah chal belongs on Eiriz, it doesn't belong on Eiriz. Dilma Osa Afrushim Nachiv al Aptur. Because maybe, why should you do it this way? Because maybe if you don't do it this way, then what's going to happen is if they think that the mitzvah challah applies to rice as well, they're going to end up taking challah min achiv aptur, meaning from dagon on oyres, meaning they're going to have a case where they have oyres, and they're going to take dagon. They're going to say, here, I'm taking this grain for this oyres. Now, what's the problem with that? The problem, this is where I made a mistake last week. The problem with that is, Rashi explains to us, that, think about it, this dogon that I took off for the Eires, are you going to do anything else to it? Are you going to be masakin it in any way? No. You're going to take it off, you're going to call this challah, and you're going to give it to the Kohen. Right? And he was a Kohen. Now, the Kohen's going to eat that thinking it's challah. And really, what is it? It's tevel. Because what happens like this, this is an interesting thing that we learned from this Gemara also, Derech Agav. What's tevel in our terms, what we usually use tevel for? Usually tevel to us means, before I take trumas and maiseris, right, I have grain, I've just harvested it, and I didn't yet take trumas and maiseris. So we say it's tevel. Once I take truma and maiser, now I can eat it, right? But now when I go ahead and make it into a dough,
it becomes
tevel again.
You've
taken trumas and maiseris.
You have.
But challah is like another truma. So as soon as it becomes roly to take challah, it's now like you haven't taken the truma yet. And it's back to tevel again. That's the Chalish Miskemor. So therefore, that's why it's tevel. You're giving the Kohen, the Kohen thinks that's real challah. Now it's not real challah, because I didn't have to take challah on Eiris. Now this dogon, therefore, was never fixed. This dogon was never fixed. It's not like I fixed it in another place and I'm using it also now. No, no, no.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Let's say you have 80-20, yeah? 80% Eiris, 20% dogon, yeah?
Okay.
You take the 20% dogon and give it to the Kohen. Could it be any worse than challah? Could it be any...
But it's not challah. Where's the 80% of the regular iso that I'm gonna
Okay, if the whole thing were dogon, right?
Yeah.
If the whole thing were challah dogon, and I were to take that 20% piece and give it to the client, I would say it's fine, right?
One more time, sorry, I lost it.
If the whole thing,
yeah, was dogon, right? And I give it off to the
client. I take the same 20%.
Okay.
I give it to the client. I have challah. It's good, yeah.
Yeah. Because I have both parts. I have the original part, that's the regular iso that's chayiv in challah, and now when I take that 20% off, the shame challah can go on to it. That's what Rashi said.
The oil wasn't necessary to be given challah.
Fine.
So you gave the Kohen something over here that's
not called challah, it's a gift.
So
not
what?
Called
challah. Then you didn't do anything wrong.
You need to do whatever you have to do from it.
That I don't know. I don't understand.
That you have to do. You have to do something to it. You have to masak in it.
I thought we were taking...
You didn't take challah on that. Where's the challah on that dogon? I don't just take... Let me ask you a question. If I give the Kohen the entire iso, you give him the entire iso,
yeah.
Have I taken challah?
Oh, you're saying that I was... But you're not having an eno from it anyway.
Okay, but the maaser, the Kohen is eating it in... It's challah, it's not challah, it's tevel. It was never misukin. That's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi. Rashi in the third line. Rashi says, "Amafrish min oirez al adogon oichol tvolim." This is really the second case, right?
Oh,
no, this is the first case.
Yeah, right.
He's taking from the oirez. He's taking dogon oichol tvolim. He's eating tevel. The loichol hashem al oirez loiniskan adogon. So this is the second case. This is the second case of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that you're mafrish min a ptur al achiv. Meaning, right. Dogon was chayiv, and I'm taking Eiris. This is the easier case to understand. Dogon is right. I take Eiris for Dogon. Now Eiris can't get a shame challah. So I was not misnaking this Dogon yet. I haven't given challah for it.
Fine.
So therefore, I'm eating tevel.
Tevel is Dogon.
The Dogon that right. I gave Eiris to the Kohen, right? The Eiris is meaningless. It's right. The Eiris doesn't need. The Eiris doesn't need challah. So the Eiris eating Eiris. Fine. That's not tevel. The Eiris doesn't need challah in the first place. So the Eiris for the Kohen, no problem, he can eat the Eiris. Me eating the Dogon, I never took off challah.
Right.
That's the first case. The Mafrish min Dogon al Eiris. If I'm trying to take Dogon for the Eiris, Michael Tevel Kohen, I'm giving the Kohen the Dogon, and I'm giving him Tevel. She'ein Hashem chal al Dogon b'shvil ha'Eiris. Because the Dogon doesn't get a shame challah. Because the Eiris was not neschayiv in challah.
Since you're taking the challah, something that's parted from the challah.
Yes. So this thing that I'm taking.
That piece never acquires the shem challah.
It's never called challah, and therefore I'm giving the Kohen something called tevel. I have to misnaken that piece.
I don't understand. How does it become, what's the mechanics of this becoming seven. You took already
Trumas Ameiser.
Trumas Ameiser, yeah.
And but it was grains. Now I made it. I kneaded it. I made it into a dough.
Now you're taking another piece. You're trying to call it challah. Happens to be it's not challah.
Yeah.
How's it tevel now?
It becomes tevel again.
I'm saying.
I'll tell you why. Challah is really truma. Challah is another truma. It really is.
You can't eat it until the challah.
Challah is a din truma. That's what it is. Always. We saw this mesachta so far a few times.
The Zohar can't eat it. The Zohar can't eat it until he takes challah. A kohen has to give challah?
No. Okay. No, I don't think so.
Okay. So
he doesn't?
No, Zohar can eat challah right away.
Doesn't take it and give it to
a kohen? A kohen takes trumas and maizes. He takes trumas maizes and gives it to Levi, right? Kohen gives it to Levi.
He takes maizes.
No, I'm sorry, the Levi gives it to the kohen, right? The maizer.
Yeah.
That's something else. That's trumas maizer. The kohen doesn't give anything away. Kohen gives everything himself.
So over here, what happens? We have Dogon, right? We took Truma. Truma Rishon you took, right? Then you took Maisa. Give it to the lady. You took everything. So far, good. So good, right?
Grains.
But the only
grains,
one problem is we still take color.
Not yet.
Saying, right?
Not yet. Not until I make it into a dough. I make it into a dough, and I'm going to bake it now. I have a chiyuv and challah.
Can you eat it?
Nobody has a problem then. Sorry.
Huh?
Nobody has a problem then.
What do you mean?
Nishda Klein has a problem.
Why?
Because he's eating a whole piece of something.
That piece was never misakin. That dogon never took. I never took challah from that dogon.
I'm saying, can you eat dogon before it's baked? Much. It's the same as edible. Would you be able to eat it?
I don't think so.
Because challah is not taken.
I think, yeah.
So until challah is not taken, it's not going to be
something. Can't
the whole thing is stable.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your favorite thing.
Huh?
No?
No, that doesn't sit well with you?
That's the story.
Yeah.
The Zohar, he's not eating this. So, yeah, he didn't take challah. Because it didn't require
Zohar.
Zohar
doesn't need
challah.
Yeah, okay. I can eat this.
So, yes, no problem.
No problem.
Okay.
Zohar, no problem.
Problems for the Kohen.
Yeah.
Because we say that the Kohen needs to be misakin this in the Indian of challah.
That the Zohar wasn't yet misakin that piece that he's giving to the Kohen, that dogon that he's giving to the Kohen. The Zohar never took challah from that piece.
Okay, that's what I originally understood.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Correct. That's correct.
So
therefore,
he thinks this is representing
challah. He thinks it's challah. He says, this dogon, oh, you're giving it to me challah? Oh, you took it off of challah, right? You took it off dogon.
So now the Kohen is not allowed to eat something
tevel.
That challah wasn't taken from.
Correct.
Why can't you say the whole thing is considered challah?
So we can't, we don't say that. We don't say, if I give a Kohen the entire Issa, and I say this is challah. No, challah is rachis. I say him. It's a piece. It's the first.
So what's happening? So the problem goes on to the Zohar, and that he wasn't yotze the mitzvah of challah.
And therefore, this thing is inedible by anybody.
Why the Kohen though? Why the Kohen?
The Kohen, in this regard, the Kohen is no better than the Zohar. This
wasn't misakin.
Yeah, I wasn't misakin this piece. No one's allowed to eat it. No one. The Kohen's allowed to eat only when he gets challah. When he gets real challah. This challah wasn't challah.
Somebody would understand this from reading these few words.
Who, Rashi?
Yeah.
Want to do it one more time?
No, I'm just...
Oh.
It's some way to the detail over here.
Let's do it one more time, from the fourth line. Ma'afrish min adogon al ha'oirez. If I'm taking, I'm separating grains for the oirez, Michael tevel Kohen. I'm feeding the Kohen tevel. She'ein Hashem chal al adogon b'shvil ha'oirez. Because now this dogon piece never got the shame chalo because you're taking it from oirez. Shari ein mechuyev because the oirez was not mechuyev in chalo. Nimtza she'ein zu chalo elo tevel. This dogon is not chalo. It's only tevel. That's what Rashi explains. Now, we're not going to get into this.
Because challah is never really taken
yes,
on it. Okay,
yes.
Fine.
And we're not going to get into this.
Right.
But something that should be floating in the back of your heads is, I don't understand something. What's going on over here? I have two separate meaning. I have oirez and I have dogon.
Well, people do that.
How are they being mixed up in the first place?
You're not mixing it up. You're taking challah from here on everything else.
Taking challah means I'm separating it from it, right?
Yeah, so
why are these two things together?
What's the problem?
Yeah, because that's how you get the kidneys issue, right? Because we're working with it together at the same time.
So it's more than that.
Yeah.
So it's more than that. We learned, by the way, in Daf Lamed Hey, I think it was Daf Lamed Hey, yeah, we learned that you're not allowed to take challah from one min on the other. Remember, we learned that brisa on all the different five minim of matzah that you could use, right? And we learned the brisa right after the Mishnah and it said these categories of grains are under the head category of chitin, and these so we learned over there that Taisus learned over there that it was to tell you chal, you don't take from one min on the other. Here, what's the possibility of you mixing up? We're saying you're going to come to do this. What's the possibility? I'll do it anyways. So Taisus addressed that over here. He's in the wrong place. Taisus says that it was a mixture. You mixed oirez, and we make things from rice. We make rice bread, right? So they mix the rice with the dogon into one dough. And now, so it says, what's going to happen is like this. When it's in one dough, I'm going to end up taking, right? I'm going to take from the side that was mostly rice. I'm going to take that for the rest of the dough. I'm not allowed to do that.
How did it come together again?
I mixed rice flour with regular flour.
I mixed it up, but not evenly. That's about right. Mixed it up. Uh-huh. But they didn't mix it up evenly.
Or size.
He didn't mix it all the way.
Right. On one side of it, there's
a bed mixer, right? Bed mixer.
So that's what it says. That's how they got mixed up in the first place. That's why it will come to a person mixing it up with this case. That's what it says.
I'm saying, you're not allowed to do that, right? But
right.
But you have it. If you did it,
doesn't get a problem. That's what we're saying. It doesn't get the same problem.
He asked me questions from that.
Trace is asking, how is this ever going to get mixed up in the first place? I'm not allowed to do it.
What do you mean? You did it.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Well, obviously the chalkeel is not good. Obviously the chalkeel is not good. Question is, but yeah,
I don't think it works either. That's what I think
Mar
is saying.
Exactly,
here.
It doesn't work. Yeah. But he's asking the question from Mini Dogon.
He's saying, I don't know. He's saying, I don't know. It's such a far-fetched case. How is this ever going to happen that someone's going to make a mistake?
We have a
like
problem before all of this.
Yeah, that's what Taisus is saying. Taisus says, we're talking about a case where a person can make a mistake.
No, all I'm saying is, but I think by Mini Dogon, but yeah, it's fine. If you did it, you don't know what to do with it. If you did it, it's fine.
I don't know.
Here,
maybe
eating table. It's chorus, right? If you eat in table. Well, it's a big issue. I don't know.
Okay. Fine. Gufo. Now let's get back into the crux of the issue we were discussing before, where Abaye said, "Dvorma mutorma achirim nogav on iser iator ashalatir mifneim." If people were noig and iser where there was heter, they were noig on that thing iser, you are not allowed to be matter in front of them. Now, we said before that Rav Chista commented on this. On Rav Chista, he limited the kusoy.
Right.
We're talking about dafka b'kusoy. Why? Because the kusoy are unlearned, and they're going to say, oh, the rabbi came to town, he said this whole thing is mutter. Oh, there's no problem here whatsoever. Even though there really is a problem with some other part of it, some other aspect, they're going to say the whole thing is mutter. The rabbi said the whole thing is mutter. Now, the chuli alma loy. In fact, the more of chuli alma loy. Are you telling me this is only nagia? It's a question of Chista. Rav Chista said this is only nagia for kusim. Is that true? Ay, votan, you have a brayso. Roichat in shnei achin keechod. Bein roichat in shnei achin be Kabul. I think there's a town in Iraq today called Kabul. No, with all the bombing.
Afghanistan. What is it?
In Afghanistan. I'm sorry, Kabul. Right.
That's
so here.
That's a neighbor, I think. Right.
No?
That's a neighbor to Iraq. That's a neighboring.
It's the capital.
Capital of Afghanistan. So here you have the more Kabul, right? See, two brothers are allowed to bathe together.
I
don't know either, but it's interesting that it has the same name. Two brothers are allowed to bathe together anywhere except for this place called Kabul, right? Rashi says
they are allowed
to accept in Kabul.
Except for Kabul. Kabul
Rashi says why? Rashi says Reichatz in Shnei Achim Echad Ve'in Kamishum Pritzus. We're not worried about Pritzus, the name of that we should say Mitorik Shematuin Yachad. Since brothers are always found together, Ve'achshav Roin Arum Zeze, and they see each other without clothes. Noisin Ayin Ish Ba'ochav the Mishkav Zocher. All of a sudden, one of them is going to all of a sudden have a taiva for Mishkav Zocher. We don't say that. We're not worried about it. We're not worried about it. However, in Kabul, Rashi continues, what it means to say is, two brothers they had a minig not to do that in Kabul, which is a mokem, Rashi tells us. Now, okay, so in Kabul they were worried about it.
So there's no story why.
In Kabul they were worried, right. We're going to see at the end of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask it, why?
Right.
But they were worried in Kabul, the rest of the places they were not worried.
Similar case to Oriz, right?
Umaisa Yehuda v'Hillel banam shor Rabbi Gamliel. The two brothers Yehuda and Hillel were the sons of Rabbi Gamliel, the grandsons of Rebbe. Shirochatu shneim kecha beKabul. They didn't know about this, and they came to Kabul and they bathed together like they bathed together everywhere else. Two brothers. Yeah. V'lazo alein klamadino. The people they were shocked. These two rabbis came to town. They're doing this terrible thing. They bathed together. Two brothers. They scorned them. Omru, they said, Mimenuler Inukach. We never saw such a thing. Here they were frum in this regard, but it seems with Lashon Hara, they weren't too happy. They let that one get away. They Laz, the Kol Medina, Laz, mighty Laz. They didn't check in to see, you know. They didn't know. To them, this was Osir Gomer. And I see these two rabbi brothers come into town, and they're very upset.
This is for us.
Okay, but still, you know, Laza Kol Medina doesn't sound good. Benishmat Hillel. Hillel slips out of the room. He got to the Beis Achitzoin, and he went out so they wouldn't be with his brother. He went to the outer Merchatz, the outer room of the Merchatz. He didn't comment back to them. He was the Malivim Vein and Elov, right? The Elov Vein Malivim. He accepted what they said, and he didn't answer back. You guys are really, this is Heter. There's nothing wrong with what we just did.
Yeah, so that's a riot that.
That what?
That's a riot against the Gufa.
That here you have.
Right. It's only
it's mutter.
He
they were noig iser.
He said he had it.
And iyatar shalatir
mitzrayim.
Yeah, yeah. And another case. The baisa continues. Yoitzim bekur the kisoin b'shabbes. You're allowed to go out with kur the kisoin. Kur the kisoin, I think, means Rashi uses the lashon ashkapunch, rechavim. Right? Which I believe means
slippers.
Rubbers.
Slippers.
I think it means rubbers or slippers.
Crocs.
Crocs.
Well, not exactly. Crocs are the thing that doesn't really let you slip. The issue here is going to slip.
Yes, I think they say, the Lazi Rashi brings it as the min olim dakim, light shoes that they would wear, tachas min olim ovim, on the wide shoes, lahogim in amayim, to protect them from water. That sounds to me like galoshes.
Yeah,
rubbers. That's what I think. So, Rashi continues, duma mishtalfi v'osilai sinul arba amayis. Because maybe they'll fall off, and you'll carry them four amos in Rishus Ram. Ve'ein derech b'nei Biri, we'll see in more in a second. In Biri, they were not knowing, they didn't allow it. But in Biri, they wouldn't allow you. Lot says, b'kur the kisoin on Shabbos, they wouldn't let you walk out with these things on your feet. She'ein noeg mohen Isser. Because they were knowing with that in Isser. Rashi, the Gemara continues. Yoitzim b'kur the kisoin b'shabbos, ve'ein yoitzim b'kur the kisoin b'shabbos b'biri. In Biri, they wouldn't allow it. Same two people, they did do this, they didn't know, and they were in Biri, and they walked out with these rubbers, and then the Medina started to say terrible things about them, and they said, we never saw such a thing in our life. So what did Hillel and Yehuda do? They took them off their feet and they gave them to their avodim that were with them.
They didn't carry them.
I mean, they didn't carry them themselves anymore. They didn't want to wear them.
They didn't wear
them.
They
gave them off to the avodim. The avodim, they weren't worried about wearing them. That's the halacha. On
Shabbos it is.
Yeah, Shabbos they took them off right away.
So on Shabbos they told the boy to carry.
Yeah, he's saying it's amir lakum. No, so what's the teretz?
Heard on the
ship. Yeah, what did he say?
He got stuck. No.
Didn't really?
Have an answer, yeah.
I saw an answer.
Yeah.
I saw an answer. One second. I saw an answer.
I don't know, Lakin, but also if it's his Mishores.
Then it says, Abdecho, Amoscho, Gerecha, Shebisharecho. Now that I have. I saw an answer. The answer I saw said like this. The Yofei Naim asked this question, why weren't they Cheshish Vishrisas Avdoi? And he answered that because it's not Osir Medino, it's only Marisa Ayin, and with the Eved, they weren't Cheshish.
Say it again?
It's not Osir Medino.
Why is it not Osir Medino?
Well, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Why?
It's only a Maris Ayin issue. Why? I don't know.
Maybe they didn't tell them anything. There was no physical mirror. Took off the slippers. The guy picked it up.
So you still have to stop them. It was
for his benefit.
Avdoi. So that's why the mitzvah Shmuel answers a different answer, and he says that they weren't avodim. They were schirim. They were workers. Workers that you're not mechuyevin. That those don't belong to you. You hired them. So therefore, they're not mitzvah shvisasa. So we got up to So, right, so now we're up to the next case in the Gemara. You see, the Yoish.
Two riots against him.
Yeah, so far two, and we have a third one in this Braisa. The Yoish bin al Safsole Nochrim b'Shabbos. You are allowed to sit benches on the same bench that the Goyim are selling their wares. Ve'inon Yoish bin al Safsole Nochrim b'Shabbos ba'akoy. But in Akoy, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do it. U'maisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, she'yoshav al Safsole Nochrim b'Shabbos ba'akoy. He did sit. He sat at the same bench that the Goyim were selling their wares on Shabbos. The laws of Kamadino, it's amazing. I mean, this is, we're talking about Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and yet Lo Hazalav Kol Medino. They started saying bad things about him. Omru, and they said, we never saw. Where's this rabbi coming from? He comes here. He sits down on the bench next to the goyim. Nishmat, what did he do? He slipped off the bench, al gabei karka, and sat on the floor. That's the question. So we have three cases in this braisa where the rabbis could have answered, "You guys, calm down. This is mutter," and they didn't do that. So therefore, these are three places where these people are not kusoyim. Akoy, Biri, Kabul.
It's Kuli Alma.
It's not the Kalam Medina. It's interesting language, you know. Something happens in each one of these cases.
Yeah.
And on the spot, they correct their activity, their behavior. How did the word travel to the whole Medina? Must have been right then and there was some feedback which would have had the effect of...
Facebook, no.
Yeah, which would have had the effect of...
Yeah, no, I mean, it could be before they said something, they started rumbling, and they started, you know, people, you see that great rabbi with that big, long, white beard, he's sitting on the bench, and then, you know, they're in shul, and they start schmoozing,
that
you know.
Sounds like a whole long, drawn-out thing.
Technically, what was happening, technically.
Yeah.
That's a question.
Yeah, you want to know exactly what happened.
How could it be that?
The language seems like it's happened over a period of time to develop. This seems like
it could be that one guy was walking on his way to shul, he saw Rav Shimon Gamliel sitting on the bench, he goes to shul, and all of a sudden there's a whole uproar in shul. 300 people.
It could be happening over a course of time. There's no reason not to say.
And then they approached him.
They came to a place. They started doing it. He was there over a few weeks, maybe. Maybe it was coming there.
Okay. And they approached him.
He realized that people are talking.
Something's
about
wrong over here. So we're left with the question.
Three rayas
that it's Kuli Amas, not a Kusoi. Why do Fisa save Dafka Kusoi? Now, the answer really is going to be a simple answer, similar to what we said before. What Abaye Svara was, that's not Dafka Kusoi. We learned in Agmar earlier. Lav Dafka Kusoi, it's anyone who's on the earth. Tomorrow, B'nai Medina Sayam. Since rabbis don't live with them, so they themselves are unlearned, so they have the same din as kusim. So therefore,
Kabul,
Biri, and Akko.
Akko is in the category of Yisrael.
Yeah, which is interesting, because the Moron Gittin says it's not. But I think there's two parts of Akko. One part was and one part wasn't. It wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael. Gemara and Gittin talks about before Nechta, whether they have to say it or not, it's called Medina Sayam or not. So there's two parts of Akkad. So the Agmar is Mashma, that there's one part of Akkad that's not part of Eretz Yisrael. It's Medina Sayam. Rabbanan don't live there. Since Rabbanan don't live there, they don't rub off on the Yidin there. And the Yidin are unlearned. And since they're unlearned, you have to be careful with them as well. And that's why they didn't answer back. That's why they didn't answer back to say it's Mutter. Because then they'll be over that Isser of Dvorim and Mutorim, you're not allowed to say Yatar Rashai. See Rashi.
What would have come out in each one of these cases had they straightened them out?
So
what would have been the toys?
Oh, very good. So it's interesting. The Gemara is going to go right now.
What would have been the toys? Meaning what?
What would have been the kilku?
What would have
been the kilku? By the Oires, we saw
what it was.
What the kilku was. But what
they become Miku, no? That's the whole problem.
But what he wants to know what he wants to know what would they have been Miku with?
Misarach Milso.
But what? Like another, in each case, let's take one case. Let's take the case of the Achim. What would have happened now? So they would have now. The Gemara's gonna address that now and say.
And the other two also?
The source. The Gemara's gonna address all three. What's the source?
It's like conservative Jews, you know what I'm saying? If they're doing something, you don't tell them don't do it, you don't have to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because once you say, you don't have to do it.
They're happy to let it go. They're happy to let it go.
Yeah. Rashi says, Safsoli Nochem, Rashi already tells us a little bit about the problem. Rashi says, Safsoli Nochem, Shehin Meichrim Bohen Schero. On those benches, that's where they sell their wares. We're not worried. In general, we're not worried. We're not choshed the person who's sitting there that he's going to be buying from them. Right? However, in Akko, they were worried. And what do we say? The answer of the Gemara was that the B'dayim is the Yam, since they don't have Rabbanu living with them, Kikusoyudom, the Kivan, the Lake Miri, since they're not learned, Balav Mokim Teiru. It's not a Mokim Teiru, we have to live in a Mokim Teiru. Sarachimilso, like you said, Sarachimilso, they'll be Mekel and Mizalzu in these Inyonim. Zakti Gemara, Frekti Gemara, Bishlomo, Safsoli Nochrim. Okay, let's break about these cases. The last case, I understand, Safsoli Nochrim, Bishum de Mechse, Kimechach, Omemker. Look, the guy looks, it looks very, very much like the guy's buying and selling. He's sitting on the bench. So therefore, I understand why they were machmir, so that people shouldn't come to do Mekach HaMemker on Shabbos. Because the Kisoy Nami, Dum Mishtach Moskos in Arba Amis Bershus Ram. Very clearly, I understand that case, so that people shouldn't think a lot of carrying Bershus Ram. They'll see someone carrying it. Right? Fine. Elo Roichatin my time. Loi, what's the reason why you're not allowed to bathe with your brother? What's wrong? You said there's nothing wrong. Rashi told us already, nothing's going to come out of it. What's wrong? Gemara says, Kidetanyo, because we learned in the Braisa, Ima Koil Adam Roichet, Chut Mi Aviv, Bechomiv, Ubal Imoi, Ubal Achoisan. The Braisa says, doesn't mention here brothers, it says, you're allowed to bathe with everyone except for these exceptions. It doesn't say brothers, it says your father, your father-in-law, your mother's husband, and your sister's husband. That's it. It doesn't say brothers. Rabbi Huda Mati, by the way, on the side, right? That you're allowed to, you would be allowed to help your father in the based on Merchot if it was for his covet. Who had in the Valima, and the same thing for your mother's husband, who you have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah with your mother's husband to have covet for him. So therefore, you'd be allowed to bathe with him also if he needed you. If you had to do a mitzvah of covet. Right, so now Gemara is left with the question, what's the pshat, what's the kilkul that's going to come out, what's wrong? Gemara says, but also inu, the people of Kabul came, begozer b'shnei achim mishum ba'al achoy, so they came and they extended it to two brothers, because the Braisa says that your sister's husband, so they'll say, oh, if we allow two brothers, someone might say, you're allowed to do with your brother-in-law. Not to bathe with your brother. If you're allowed to bathe with your brother-in-law,
If you're allowed to be with your brother, you'll come to be with your brother-in-law
who's awesome.
Why is that? That's a positive.
The Bryce says you're not allowed to be with your brother-in-law. So if we allow you to be with your brother, you come to your brother-in-law. You might make a kosher game. Save him a lot. The kosher game will be, if I'm allowed to be with my brother, of course I'm allowed to be with my brother-in-law. He's not even related to me. He's like my sister's husband. Right. No, that's awesome. Why? So it's Rashi. It's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, "May aviv v'chamiv." Why do you have to be careful from your father and your brother? You're not allowed to bathe with them. Mitoich sheroi ehu, because he sees him, his father. V'nizkar shemisham yotza, and he remembers that's where I came from. My father who fathered me. Noisin libo v'hiru. Rashi tells us that there's going to be some hirhurim, even if it won't come to any aveira. Just the hirhurim alone is reason enough to us to prevent him from bathing together with his father. Bechein bechaviv. Moistin libo shiatza ishta mikan. Bechein bevalachoisoi. Nami iko hirhura. That's what Rashi says. That by the brother-in-law, there also comes to some hirhurim. It sounds like it's an imagination. It's a process of imagination. You see, you start to imagine. Imagine leads you to hirhurim, hirhurim raim. Hirhurim itself is a reason enough, even if they won't come to any ma'isa. Hirhurim alone is a reason enough for us to stop. So since in Kabul, they said if you see a brother, even if there's no hirhurim by brother, Rashi already told us there's no hirhurim by brother. Rashi told us, we're not worried for anything. At least Rashi said that, Rashi says you're not going to worry about his eye catching him. But nothing wrong, nothing inherent in that. But because you might extend it to say you're allowed to be with your brother-in-law, and there might be hirhurim, it's a long arm, gzeira, that we say, stay away, stay far away. At least in Kabul.
This isn't both, I don't want to dwell on this pointless. I mean, you understand this word about your father-in-law.
What's the sister?
So it sounds like your connection
to your sister, and this is your sister's husband. You're gonna come to some hero.
I came from, Osama.
Yeah,
my wife came from Osama. But what are you gonna think?
Huh?
I don't have to go on this point. Logically speaking,
I don't know what the logic is really, but something to do with the fact that you'll think about your sister, and that will lead you to hurim about your brother-in-law. I think it's a process of imagination. You start thinking, your mind takes you
more so than by anybody else.
Yeah, more so than anybody else. You have no shyness to. Here you feel like you have a shaykhis. Shaykhis is an ownership shaykhis. Like, I'm a, right? It's shaykh by me. What does the Ibn Ezra say that by Moses Aved? What does he say? He says that the way around it is to think of yourself as a pauper with that lady, that man's wife, she's the queen. I'm a pauper and she's a queen. No shaykhis. There's no shaykh for me. It's not shaykh for me. The reason why a person can have a yirur about someone's wife, chas v'shalom, is because he thinks that he has some shaykhis to her. Some shaykhis. Ich bin a balabos, you know. But if you're a pauper and that's a queen, it's no shaykhis. That's how you have to think about someone else's wife. Yana's wife is not shaykh for me. It's not shaykh. That's the way around the hirurim. Because he asked, how can you ask her hirurim? Right? It's machshava. What is that? That it's kruma thoughts. From Machshavas.
It's Kruma thoughts. You have to make it in a box.
Right. Shana, if you're thinking about that already, it's Kruma. You think it's shaykh for you.
Okay.
Rashi continues, Mishum Kovet Aviv, Sham Shoy Bemerchot. They're allowed to be Mishamashim in the Merchot, you're allowed to help them. Right? Because there's the Kovet trumps the Isser of Hirurim. Even though the Hirurim might be present. But the Kovet aspect, you have a mitzvah of Kovet, and you can have a mitzvah of Kovet for your mother's husband, that trumps the Hirurim. Trumps. But also we knew, and the Bnei Kabul came, and they said, no, in our town, there's no two brothers going to be bathing together, and that's why they were laws of Komodina on Hillel and Yehuda. So, the Gemara writer, Tono, the Gemara continues, the Braisa taught, Talmud lo yirchetim rabbi, a Talmud.
So we answered the Kasha.
The Kasha was, what was the Chashash? Because of Bala Chosei, that Bala Chosei is also, so therefore, Shnei Achen was a Gzeira for that.
So, the original question was...
What are we worried about? What are we worried about? I understand the bench. I understand the galoshes. What's the chashash with two brothers? There it is, because there is it. It's with Bala Chosei. So since it is with Bala Chosei, they extended it to two brothers.
So the kasha was in Kuli Alma.
No, this is the second kasha.
Yeah, I'm saying the first kasha was Kuli Alma, and we answered.
Kuli Alma, we answered, they're not learning.
Because they're not learning. Let me answer.
Yeah. Okay. The Gemara comes and just adds one more point. Tono. Talmud Layirchitim Rabbi. It's halacha that a Talmud should not go to the Beis HaMerkotz with his Rebbe. I think that's Takad halacha that I've seen in yeshivas, that the Rebbeim go first, and the Talmidim go later. Veim Rabbi, and the Rebbeim go before Chatzais. When Talmidim not gonna go. They go before Chatzais, even though it's Meikah is better after Chatzais, they go before Chatzais. This is more important, that they shouldn't go to Talmidim. The im rabbi tzorach loy. However, if his rabbi needed him to help him, mutter. Then it would be mutter. Rashi says, "Im rabbi tzorach loy." I'm sorry. Talmud, very important. Rashi. Talmud leirchas im rabbi. Why? She tzorach lis bayish mechvoy doy mi moiru. By your rabbi, you have to have kovid and moiru. There is no hirhurim. The hirhurim is only by the father. But there's a separate issue, the issue of kovid. So therefore, if it's poshut that if your rabbi needs you, then that's kovid alein. So then avada. The chiddush is by the father that even though there's irurim, that the kovid goes first.
Father has kovid both.
Right. By the way, notice that by the father, it didn't say it's kovid. Rashi didn't say the reason by father's kovid.
Because you have the
right. So it didn't say kovid.
You're not going to lose COVID just going this way, COVID going that way.
You're not going to lose COVID by seeing your father or you're not going to lose COVID. It's not mashma that way. But it's not mashma. Rashi didn't say anything about the COVID over there. He only said it in Hurum. Why didn't he also say about the COVID? Here by Rebbe, he says COVID. Say COVID also. Seems like that's not a lack in COVID. I don't know. And then the one last Rashi, Rabbi Tarakhle, Shisham Shem Merchot, then you have to go help your Rebbe.